I'm continuing to look at Vision Destiny 21, some of the things that happened in 2020, some of the key things that God spoke. I'm sharing my journals that will include a lot of my engagements, but also some of the corporate engagements that I've had with other groups as we've begun to take responsibility for the earth and the shift and the shaking and the changes and transformation that are taking place. September the 23rd says, Son, the earth shield is getting stronger as more are joining heart to heart. This gives greater security for the process of recalibration. And I believe that's the process that we're in right now. The global influences can now be challenged directly in the spirit so they can be dismantled piece by piece. Those behind the earthly dimension will be removed one by one in secret. With each change, their power will be weakened. Son, more earthly governments will begin to come into agreement with the mountain of the house of the Lord, and the well-being economy will advance. And there are governments that are beginning to recognize, natural governments that are beginning to recognize, that production and gross domestic product is not the answer to society. And they're realizing that their people need to be well, spirit, soul, body. And therefore the economy, which is driven by productivity and profit, needs to be driven by blessing and well-being. And governments are beginning to recognize this, and I believe more are going to come into alignment with God's purpose. Legislate for this transition. Although few will be aware of it, transformation will take place, and the future you seek will come into reality. Son, engage the realm of light in perfection to know our heart and brood over the process of wealth transfer. Now, wealth transfer is not money. Wealth transfer is a transfer of people's understanding or value systems away from materialism to what really matters, what really is wealth, relationships, love, joy, peace, well-being. Now, God will provide everything we need and an abundance for every good deed, but it's not about the striving for possessions that's the issue. It's more about what we have to bless. Freely you've received, freely given. I believe this is the transfer process. So I engage the light of the Father's countenance and bask in the radiance and the beauty of his face, infused with revelation, knowledge, and truth. And it's a wonderful place to engage. I saw everything as it should be and will be, and I was filled with joy and peace and totally at rest in what will be. Because in that place, it's like it already is. It's perfection. It's a realm of earthly perfection. It's not the same as the eternal now, but it's connected. And that place of perfection is like, this is how it always should be in this realm. And this is how who I am, and who is always meant to be in this realm. Contented, I went to the cradle of life, and in collaboration with the Father's heart, brooded in rest. At that quantum moment, fast forwarded, I became overjoyed. Again, this time pulsating to the rhythm of the frequency of creative thought. I was creatively energized, you could say. The process of creating that reality continued in fast forward as the sound of many waters amplified the thoughts into words at the waterfall, and the chamber of destiny energized the sound until the chamber of creation was alive with the dance of the quantum lumens. And that was the process of creating a reality and light, living light, grace, responding to our thoughts aligned to the Father's heart. And then those words, the energy, the sound producing the dance of light. As I observed from rest, I declared the reality and decreed the future into being. And these were the declarations that I made. I call for the earth shield to be strengthened. I call for the global influencers to be dismantled. I call for each person in each position of power to be removed or restored. I call for the peaceful transition of the global systems from the greed of gross domestic product to the well-being economy of covenant. I call for the governments of the world to become aligned to the mountain of the house of the Lord. I call for the exposing of the futility of the old DIY systems, and that their shaking will intensify. I call for the atmosphere of the earth to be cleansed and restored, and agreements with the elementals to be established. I call for the truth to be unveiled, and for the children of God to become awakened to the consciousness, awareness of loving kindness. I call for the alignment of the Circle of the Deep and the High Chancellor's houses to change the seasons of heaven from justice to limitless grace. I call for the release of the discoveries of heavenly technology for energy, health, replication, transportation, and extinction reversal. I call for the dawning of the next age of Aquarius, overflowing with love, joy, and peace. And those declarations are made not just from what I experienced in that moment, but actually what I contain, what I carry of the Father's heart and the oracles of the Father's heart, and we speak as an oracle. And when you are face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind, engaged with the Father, you can speak as an oracle, and creation will begin to respond. 24th of September, Son, rejoice always, at all times, in all things, as limitless grace is abounding to enable you to fulfill your destiny within the restoration of all things. And it's really, really important to realize that at all times and in everything, we need to learn how to rejoice, to be joyful. Now, that doesn't mean that we are always happy with what goes on, but we're joyful within it because God's at work within it. Son, know that limitless grace is continually at work within creation to bring about restoration. That is why you can live in rest, knowing that we are active. You can rejoice in all things if you truly trust in our loving kindness, knowing that we are at work to bring good out of every situation and circumstance for all our children through all time and dimensional space. Son, an attitude of gratitude produces a frequency that promotes health and well-being and activates limitless grace. And it's so, so important that we learn to live in that sense of joy, rejoicing, and thanksgiving. When you brood creatively, ensure you're operating in joy and gratitude. As you brood, you're living in the end at the beginning. So you're living in the contentment for the joy set before you. Rejoicing and gratitude produce the frequency of hope that excites and activates the limitless grace light energy to form the reality you are thankful for. That's why we need to be thankful before we've even seen it or before we've even received it. And Jesus alluded to that in Matthew when he talked and in Mark when he talked about prayer, and he talked about being thankful for what you've received even before you've seen it. And in a sense, that is what we're learning to do by seeing the future and engaging the future in the present, even though it may not have fully functioned yet. We're still living in the good of it. Son, brooding in fear, worry, and anxiety only perpetuates the past and does not create new realities. The closer you are to our heart, the easier it is to remain joyful at rest. That is why intimacy is so important in legislation and government. Collaborating with our heart in face-to-face encounters is the prerequisite of all kingdom governmental activity and must be the priority of all restoration government groups. And therefore, the groups that I'm engaging with right now to look at restoration government, intimacy with the Father, and in collaborating with the Father's heart is the key. Seek first our heart, and you can rejoice in everything you need being added to you as you put your trust in our provision, protection, and direction. So everything that we need, and he knows we need, will be added to us as we put our trust in him, not strive for our own do-it-yourself production. Son, as you rest, filled with love, joy, and peace, our joy is in you, so your joy can overflow. Don't keep the joy in. Trust is why the joy of the Lord is your strength. Trust is living in rest and rejoicing in its empowerment. You have seen, felt, and know that creation is groaning because it is in bondage to corruption, and you have experienced what creation is within Eden, where it is rejoicing in its union. So in the Father's garden, everything is as it should be, and it's wonderful, the connection between the Father, the Creator, and creation, and with us in sonship and creation. And it's just beautiful to behold and experience the emotions and the fullness of that oneness of creation. But that's not how it necessarily is in our dimension. Those were both encounters where I engaged creation. And I've had many encounters with creation that have brought me into an alignment and a desire for creation's freedom. Now imagine and brood over the whole of creation being restored to its glorious union with us and man as it once was. And this was God's intention, this was God's purpose, and there was a glimpse of it at the beginning, and this will be fulfilled. Does that not bring joy to your heart? It certainly does. It does. Just to feel and sense that we were come to be restored back to God's original purpose and intention for us is glorious. Son, our oracles are a reflection of our desire inspired by the joy set before us. Let that be your attitude also. Don't live in what you haven't got, live in what you know will be. Be inspired by the rejoicing of your heart and be the frequency of hope that creation is longing for, so you can activate limitless creative light, grace, energy. Your reality is in fact what you are grateful for and rejoicing over. So be at rest, living loved, loving living, living loving, resting in the reality of immortality, which is your hope. September the 28th, Restoration Government Groups. And so when I engage the Father and I'm out working his heart, I engage with him so he can unveil what it is he wants me to do in relation to these things. So I'm not doing things just with a good idea, but his intention. Group foundational principles, relationship of union, honor, love, encouragement, openness, and honesty. And if we're ever going to be together with other people, this is the foundation we need to have amongst each other. And if we're going to legislate and govern together, these certainly have to be the foundations. Son, invite each government group member to join the Earth Shield. Engage the light realm in perfection. Engage the dark cloud and cloak of mystery. Engage the cradle of life, chamber of destiny, and chamber of creation. So the places I've been and things I've experienced in this restoration process is open to the groups to experience. Operate under the law of limitless grace. Seek to collaborate with the Father's heart for global issues. Legislate for global changes for the establishing of the well-being economy. Engage the atmosphere of the earth to transform specific areas by restoring the principalities, powers, and rulers. Legislate for the dismantling of global systems that use division, competition, conflict, and tribalism. Son, the joy of the Lord is your strength, so enjoy life to the full and live multidimensionally. Develop multidimensional awareness and the capacity for greater wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We will continue to deconstruct, renew, and expand your consciousness by encounters that take you beyond your limitations and remove your restrictions. Son, set the desire of your heart upon the process and pursue it passionately, but do not strive. Rest in your desires and brood over the transformation needed until you can rejoice over it. Joyful rejoicing in the quantum moment is the true hallmark of living the future in the present. 29th of September. Son, limitless grace is an affront to the religious systems, and this will become a major conflict during the transition into the next age. Religion hates limitless grace. It must have conditions. Unconditional love and limitless grace will be the major characteristic of the next age as they are poured out onto creation for its restoration. Only limitless grace has the power to obliterate the guilt, shame, and condemnation that separates creation from relationship with us. It's as we think creates that dynamic of separation. From God's perspective, it's just reconciliation. Son, limitless grace expressed through the cross is already unconditionally forgiven all who have rebelled and been deceived into following the independent path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Limitless grace turns all unrighteousness into justification, so all can be restored to relationship with us. Only limitless grace can reach all of creation, including the physical, spiritual, and dimensional beings that were designed with the intention of intimate relationship with their Creator Father. Son, there is nothing limitless grace cannot overcome, nowhere it cannot reach. By definition, nothing is impossible. Limitless grace is based on unconditional love, therefore it cannot be undeserved. That is why all works-based religion cannot accept it. There can be no conditions placed on limitless grace. That is why it applies to all creation, irrespective of performance or behavior. The sons of God must manifest limitless grace for creation to be set free from its bondage to corruption. Son, all the testimonies of limitless grace you have heard are being repeated continually and with a lavish abundance that will go beyond mankind to the angelic and dimensional realms. In the cloud of witnesses, there is a constant reminder of the wonderfulness of limitless grace and the amazing testimonies of people being rescued from the fire of darkness, in darkness, rescued at the point of death, rescued in life, reconciled, restored to a relationship with the Father, despite what they may have done, thought, said in their lives, because it's based on the limitless grace of the cross, not on performance. Religion cannot cope with the concepts of unconditional love and limitless grace, as they make it unnecessary and obsolete. You see, works of performance, which is what religion really is, ceases to be necessary when we realize unconditional love and limitless grace. Be prepared for the opposition and attack from the institutional religious systems and from those of the mystic community you do not really know love. Limitless grace is an affront to man's perspective on justice. That requires contrition, sorrow, and their false version of repentance to allow forgiveness. True repentance is but agreeing with the thoughts of God, and that brings transformation. All righteousness and justice that is from our kingdom perspective is based on the judgment made before the foundation of the world and expressed in time through the cross, and is restorative, not punitive or retributive, but in nature. We have reconciled creation to ourselves and declared it to be righteous, unconditionally, entirely based on our unconditional love and limitless grace. Only realization acceptance is necessary to enjoy its lavish benefits. And that is what we're trying to help people come into, a realization of what has already been done, not them having to do something to make something happen. No works, even faith, are necessary, as even faith is a gift that enables all to believe and accept the truth of reconciliation, renewal, redemption, resurrection, and all of the concepts associated with the restoration of creation. Son, stand your ground against all of man's arguments and logic that diminish grace and love to bring anything other than grace's limitlessness and love's unconditional nature. So important that we embrace the full understanding of unconditional love and limitless grace, and all man's arguments and theology and doctrine that try and diminish grace and bring love to be conditional. We must stand against that, resist it with all our might, in love. Limitless grace will eventually bring all to face-to-face, to face the reality of their own lostness and admit their inability to save themselves, so they become recipients of our true nature. See, everyone has to come to the point where they realize there is no fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to follow and turn to follow the path of the tree of life. Unconditional love expressed through limitless grace is the fullest revelation and definition of who we are as I am that I am. It is imperative that the sons of God freely experience and freely give unconditional love and administer limitless grace. September 30th. Son, only a global awakening of true love consciousness that reveals who we really are will be able to shift our children's mindsets away from following the DIY tree path. The global control systems that maintain the status quo are weakening as the Earth Shield does its work, but they are not yet dismantled. The cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism that are so evident in and amongst the religious systems, even the mystic community, must be dealt with for real change to take place. We must come together in one heart, one mind, and one purpose, in relationship, not having to agree with every I dotted, every T crossed, and everything brought into a belief system, but a relationship of family. Union and covenant leading to peace and family must be legislated for strongly by releasing love, joy, hope, and peace frequencies from a place of rest in limitless grace and unconditional love. And that's the frequencies that we need to be. The world's political systems are going to come under extreme pressure as our children begin to realize their futility and constant failures. We cannot expect a political system designed by man to fix the problems created by man. That it will never work, and to be honest, is insanity. Therefore, we need to see that the answers come from beyond ourselves, from the realm of the spirit and the heart of God. With an awakening to love comes a realization of creational responsibility that will further weaken the economic and governmental global control systems. When we truly realize our sonship and the responsibility of our sonship, we will not be dependent on the world systems that have been created. There will be protest movements that carry our heart. They will be part of a process to awaken sonship responsibility within our children. And it's really important that we embrace that, not with violence, but in peace and in love. The pathway of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is inherently selfish. When creational responsibility replaces self-interest, you will know true covenant loving kindness will be not far behind. The shifting and shaking of the global systems that are man-made will need an ongoing reality as the foundation of kingdom government emerges in true righteousness and mercy. Son, support no political solutions. Be the love counterculture leaven that will infiltrate the whole cosmic systems. The future of both is both dark and bright as the transition from one age to the next continues, but the dawn is about to break and the midday sun will shine to fully usher in the next age. The restoration of all things agenda is only in its infancy, but it is growing stronger as the four streams begin to converge and flow together. The stream of eschatology, the stream of restoration, universal reconciliation, the stream of energy healing, and the stream, those streams coming together to bring about a convergence, a mighty river of restoration, where we see those four areas where we begin to recognize what God is doing in the world in inspiring and enlightening people to the truth that will lead us to ultimate restoration. It is increasing. The restoration of all things will be the focus of the outpouring of love and limitless grace of the next age. And it will come to fruition and creation will be set free. Son, the raising up of the Joshua generation to steward and administrate this transition by facilitating the harvest is a key function. We need more people to be awakened to the realization of sonship. That is out of, you could say, out of the religious systems, but also out of the world, where they do not yet know their sonship identity. The forerunner Joshuas, Enochs, Daniels, and Josephs are beginning to emerge from the shadows and dungeons of obscurity to take their places to prepare the way of the Lord. And it's coming, just as Joseph did, out of the dungeon, onto the world stage. Whether they're seen or not seen is not really the issue. It's their position of identity and government that they're taking is the key. The sun, the mountains of opposition will come down, the valleys will be lifted up, the crooked places will become straight, and the rough places smooth. So persevere, do not get discouraged by opposition. The Joshua generation will need to be bold, strong, and courageous to bring the next generation into their inheritance of union, covenant, peace, and family, and live beyond the veil. And that is what the next generation who come into a realization of their relationship with God are going to come into. And a wonderful union of heart, mind, and purpose. The Engaging God program must be ready to fully unveiled to equip the Joshua generation to sonship and the restoration of all things mandate. And that's what the Engaging God program is mandated to do, to help people come into relational unity with Father, Son, and Spirit, know their positions, their identity in government, and in relationship, and to administrate the restoration of all things mandate to bring about the freedom for creation. That is what the mandate is. Each of the modules are designed to bring people progressively into that mandate, to fully embrace their restoration of all things mandate. Legislate for the Engaging God program to greatly increase its influence and membership as more and more of our children look to leave the wilderness of religion and church. And we need to equip people and deprogram them and help them, the Lord, deconstruct their minds for their governmental position and identity be revealed. 1st of October, in an ascension group, we were engaged in a circle of the Council of the Fathers. And this was a restoration government group, and the first one that we met as. And in the Council of the Circle of the Fathers, there was Yod-Heh Vav-Heh, was standing in the center, holding a crystal scepter that had the four faces of God, lion, ox, eagle, man, as its headpiece. And the four angels, union, liberty, limitless, and blessing, came and stood aligned to the four compass points and the four faces of God. Union, north, aligned with the man. Liberty, east, aligned with lion. Limitless, south, aligned with ox. Blessing, west, aligned with the eagle. And around them were the 24 elders, representing the one new man in Christ. And there were 24 of the cloud of witnesses, 12 from the old and 12 from the new, with Abraham being the center connection, that formed a circle around this place. And the Father was in the center with those angels and the four faces around him. And we were invited to come and engage that realm. Now, I've engaged this realm now a number of times with different groups, and there are different things that have happened in that realm, but some of it's about a commissioning to the Earth Shield and a position of government within the restoration of all things, but it's coming into an alignment with the Father's heart. In one encounter, engaged, the Father was standing in the midst of a lake of fire, living flame, and all of the 24 elders and the 24 cloud of witnesses representing that one new man in Christ had fiery torches, all with different colored fire. And as we were standing on the edge of that fiery circle, we were invited to breathe in the flame and breathe that flame deep into our being, to go deep into the very fabric of our existence, to purify and refine and transform us. And these encounters are all about us coming into a place of agreement with the heart, mind, and purpose of God and with the angelic realms, and beginning to function in government. So as we aligned with a face, we gravitated towards. We were given a mantle with the image of one of the faces and the angel's name woven into it, a crown with 24 gemstones representing that one new man in Christ, and a crystal scepter that had the four faces. This was a commissioning, and we were invited to join the Earth Shield to participate in protecting the Earth from external influences during the transition period between the ages. We were joined together in union and positioned where we could see specific areas of the atmosphere that we had access to and responsibility for. And I know there are other activations and encounters in this council in the future that we will have to give us connection to what God is doing. In another restoration government engagement, several saw a circle with a mosaic-like floor of circles. There were dimensional beings in a circle around us, protecting us, that were large and majestic in appearance. The beings may have been connected to the solar system and the planets, and there was a symbolic cog present that we legislated into by decreeing freedom from time limitations. There was a mist of golden creative light, the quantum lumens, living particles that were seeding the cosmos for change. They were swirling around us. So we were standing in that thing with those beings around us. And again, this was a dimensional encounter. And in this same place, there are multi-dimensions of experience. So several people were experiencing this in the encounter. And I was experiencing something similar to a different dimensional perspective. So I engaged in a circle that was dimensionally connected to the inner and outer circles. The Father was in the center with the crystal scepter and with the head of the four faces of God. The four angels came again, union, liberty, limitless, and blessing, and they stood on the cogs at the four compass points in the positions of the four living creatures Union North, Man, Liberty East, Lion, Limitless South, Ox, Blessing, West, Eagle. And there were 12 cogs altogether arranged around the pyramid base sides, in groups of 3 and 4, all connected to the center cog. The 12 cogs represented the 12 constellations positioned around the circle of the deep and are connected to the different circle dimensions. That's a one dimension. So it was like the Father was connected through those angels to those cogs. And as the Father moved, the cogs moved, and things moved around the circle of the deep in alignment. And I was standing, watching, observing, and moving with these cogs. The 12 High Chancellor's Houses is one dimensional circle. The 12 Ambassadors of the Ages is another dimensional circle. And the Constellations is another dimensional circle. Wheels within wheels within wheels. All turning dimensionally, time, space, dimensions. And we're called to participate in this alignment of heaven and earth. Perhaps the circle of dimensional garden beings is connected to the solar system as another interconnected circle that needs alignment. We were invited to connect to an angel's position around the Father as we gravitated. Again, we were given the crystal scepter, the mantle, and the gemstone's crown. Using our positions of authority as suns, we would align the constellations around the circle of the deep that each cog represented it to change the time and the seasons. Now, all of these things are essentially opportunities for us to begin to engage in governmental understanding, to come to a place where we're positioned within the realms of heaven, within seated in heavenly places, operating in the realm of light, in the realm of perfection, operating that creational perspective of the chamber of destiny, you know, in the chamber of creation, coming out of that cradle of life. And all of these positions and all of these things are governmental understandings that God is at the center and we must be surrounded and circled around him and aligned and come into an agreement and come into a place where we come into our position, where we engage as the order of Melchizedek, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man, engaging those four angels that have been assigned, engaging the earth shield, that we're engaging the earth and connecting the earth at this time. And I really believe that if we embrace our sonship, it will lead to the responsibility for creation and creation's freedom. And it will at work in that wonderful union and respect and honor where we can, even in slight differences of opinion over things, maintain our passion and burning desire for the restoration of all things, for creation's freedom, where we can really engage together in that oneness of heart, mind, and purpose, collaborating with the Father's heart to legislate for the government in these seasons, in this shifting and shaking that's taking place, to facilitate this global awakening, to facilitate a harvest, to facilitate what God's purposes are, to bring about the restoration of all things. And I would encourage you to participate. I would encourage you to seek God for your identity, your position, your place of authority where you're seated, and begin to be part of this great change and shift that's taking place, moving the whole world out of the control of global systems, economic, governmental, and all the other systems that are functioning and using division and competition and conflict and tribalism, to come back to a one mindset family, that God's kingdom will fill the earth, that the kingdom of God will increase with his government and peace. And we as sons of God are responsible for that. And I encourage you to embrace it. Embrace the reality of your identity as a son of God and take your responsibility for creation's freedom and for the restoration of all things. So let's just go into an encounter. And as we enter this encounter, again, I would just encourage you to come to a place of rest. Don't strive to try and understand everything or figure it all out. Just come to a place of rest. So I just encourage you to close your eyes. Just begin to start thinking of that circle where you can stand. within the circle of God's presence, within the perichoresis of Father, Son, and Spirit, within the name of Yod Heh Vav Heh. And just picture standing in that circle. Around Father, Son, and Spirit, around those four angels. And just begin to come to a place of rest, breathing in deeply and slowly releasing that breath to the name of God. Yod Heh Vav Heh. Yod Heh Vav Heh. And just engage with one of those angelic orders, one of the four faces of God. Just connect to the heart of God and where he would lead you and where you would, and come to that place where as you enter rest, you can be still and you can know God at a totally different dimensional reality perspective. You can know him as love, joy, and peace. You can engage that place of intimacy, perhaps breathing in the very fire of God's presence for transformation internally. Just be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am love. Be cocooned in love. Be cocooned in love. Let love flow round you. Let love fill you. Let love flow through you. Create an atmosphere of love as you rest in that unconditional love of God's presence. Loved unconditionally. Still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be cocooned. Be cocooned in joy. Let fill you. Flow through you. Come around you. Create an atmosphere of joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be cocooned in peace. Let peace fill you, flow through you, flow around you. Be surrounded in love, joy, peace. Resting in that place of I amness within I am. Just see love, joy, and peace fill you. You're in a safe place. In that place, in an open heaven, standing in the circle of around the Father, engage with one of the angels and four faces. Just receive a crystal scepter of government. Receive a mantle woven with the faces of God and the angels. Receive a crown with 24 gemstones representing your part in the one new man in Christ. And just rest. And just go wherever the Father takes you. Experience whatever the Father wants to reveal to you. Embrace your sonship, your identity. And come into that place of wondrous union